This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Khemi today with the news, the headlines first. CPNUML chairperson KP Sharma Oli appointed Nepal's 45th Prime Minister. Newly appointed Prime Minister to take oath of office and secrecy today. Bodies of five passengers recovered as search for missing people along with two passenger buses swept away into Trisuli River by a landslide continues. 108 people killed so far in rain-induced disasters. U.S. President Joe Biden calls for the temperature of politics to be lowered after the assassination attempt on Donald Trump. And Spain win the UEFA Euro Cup 2024 for the fourth time. Now the news in detail. Chairman of the CPNUML, KP Sharma Oli, has been appointed the 45th Prime Minister of Nepal. President Ramchandra Pawal appointed UML Chair Oli as the Prime Minister in accordance with Article 76, Sub-Article 2 of the Constitution. Oli was appointed the Prime Minister in the backing of the largest political party in the House of Representatives, the Nepali Congress. UML Chair Oli and Nepali Congress President Sherbahadur Dewa had on Friday submitted the signatures of a majority of lawmakers proposing Oli as the new Prime Minister. President Pawal earlier on Friday had called on political parties to stake a claim for the Prime Minister with the support of two or more political parties representing in the Parliament after the outgoing Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda failed to secure trust vote in the House of Representatives meeting. The newly appointed Prime Minister's oath-taking ceremony will be held at 11 a.m. today. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Oli took to the social media site Facebook to express his gratitude and respect to one and all. The bodies of five passengers who went missing along with the two passenger buses that plunged into the Trisuli River after being swept away by a landslide in Simaltal in Chitwan district on Friday have been recovered. Meanwhile, the identity of three bodies found in Naren River on Saturday have been ascertained. Spokesperson for the District Police Office, Paige Raj Rijal, said the bodies identified so far include that of 22-year-old Bikas Pariyar of Chitwan Mari Municipality, Ward No. 1, 19-year-old Ramit Kusar Maji of Sarlahi District, Bharathwa Municipality, Ward No. 3, and 28-year-old Indian national Risipal Shaha from Sitamari in Bihar. Two passenger buses, one heading to Gaur from Kathmandu and another coming to Kathmandu from Birganj, were swept away by a landslide into the Trisuli River on Friday morning at Simaltal of Bharatpur Metropolitan City, Ward No. 29 in Chitwan District. The search for the missing buses and passengers continued yesterday as well, with no sign of the bus wreckage so far. The search will continue today as well. Meanwhile, Home Secretary Ek Narayan Arial has said that initiatives were underway to bring technology from abroad that would enable to carry out search in murky waters for the buses and passengers that have gone missing in the Trisuli River. He added that talks were on with donor agencies and the embassies of several countries to bring additional technology to aid in the search operation. A total of 108 people have died due to monsoon-induced disaster, including floods, landslides and inundation in different parts of the country. According to the Nepal Police Headquarters, the death toll since the monsoon began on June 10 to July 14, that is yesterday, reached 108. Among the deceased, two died in Kathmandu Valley, 19 in Kusi Province, 5 in Madhes Province, 9 in Bagmati Province, 38 in Gandaki, 23 in Lumbini, 4 in Karnali Province and 8 people in Sudur Pashchim Province. Similarly, 119 people were injured in different water-induced natural disasters, including 8 in Kathmandu Valley, 31 in Kosi, 9 in Madhes, 7 in Bagmati, 28 in Gandaki, 9 in Lumbini, 16 in Karnali and 11 in Sudur Pashchim Province. According to Nepal Police, 53 people who were affected by the floods and landslides have been rescued, while 6 people are still missing. During the period, a total of 182 houses were inundated due to floods. Similarly, 203 houses, 75 sheds, 41 bridges, one school and two government offices were damaged. A total of 516 cattle have been killed, while 3,552 families were displaced from their homes due to the disaster. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
ड्याडी इन्डिया जाने मम्मी चाइना जाने दुवैजना फेसबुक र भाइबरमा जिरो अनि हामीले कसरी कन्ट्याक्ट गर्ने
तिमीहरू फेसबुक र भाइबरमा हिरो भएर के गर्ने नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्याएको सेवा सुविधाको बारेमा जिरो रहेछौ अहिले नेपाल टेलिकमले रोमिङ सेवा ल्याएको छ चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *14*15 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin, now on to an international update. US President Joe Biden has called for the temperature of politics to be lowered after the assassination attempt on former President Donald Trump. He said politics must never be a literal battleground, God forbid a killing field. Trump, who was shot in the air during the Saturday rally, calls on Americans to stand united after the attack. The gunman, Thomas Cruz, aged 20, was shot and killed by the Secret Service at the Pennsylvania campaign event, but his motive remains a mystery. FBI is working to access Cruz's phone to learn more about what led up the assassination attempt, but Cruz did not seem to have any ideologies as per the FBI. Now a sports update, football. The Spanish football team have won the UEFA Euro Cup 2024 for the fourth time after defeating England 2-1 in the final match. This is Spain's fourth title. They previously won in 1964, 2008 and 2012. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Kosi province, Madhes province, Bagmati province and Gandaki province, and at a few places of Lumbini province, Karnali province and Sudur Paschim province. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of Kosi province, Madhes province, Bagmati province and Gandaki province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once again. CPNUML Chairman K.P. Sharma Oli appointed Nepal's 45th Prime Minister. Newly appointed Prime Minister to take oath of office and secrecy today. Bodies of 5 passengers recovered at search for missing people along with 2 passenger buses swept away into Trisuli River by a landslide continues. 108 people killed so far in rain-induced disasters. US President Joe Biden calls for the temperature of politics to be lowered after the assassination attempt on Donald Trump. And Spain win the UEFA Euro Cup 2024 for the fourth time. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.